Welcome to the Wednesday, April 25th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Washington, D.C. Let's start with a quick update to an issue we covered last week, and that was the OpenSSL AS1 BIO vulnerability. There was a patch released for this vulnerability. However, it turns out that the patch that was released for OpenSSL 098 was not sufficient, so this patch has been amended. If you are running OpenSSL 098, which is the old track for OpenSSL, you should be now on the W version, no longer the V version, which was released last week. And Sophos published an interesting blog summarizing some of the malware they're finding on Macs. Now, Sophos is making a somewhat popular antivirus product for Macs, in particular because the home version of that product is distributed for free. Sophos states that one out of five Macs have some form of malware. However, that malware usually doesn't affect the Mac because, well, it's Windows malware. Personally, I can see that. For example, it does check email, and if you may have received an email attachment in the past that contains some malware, Windows malware, of course, it may have detected it. Actually, almost all of the signatures that are coming with a Sophos for the Mac are relating to Windows malware. On the other hand, they are now seeing some substantial infections with some Mac-specific malware, about 1 in 36 of all Macs. And that's for the largest part, probably not a big surprise, various versions of the fake Flash player. But also about 18% are fake antivirus, which we have mentioned a couple times in the past, is of course also affecting the Mac. Of course, the point Sophos is trying to make here is that malware is certainly a problem for Macs. And if you have a mixed environment with Windows and Mac hosts, you probably are concerned somewhat about the latent malware that is sitting on these OS X systems, just because they may then infect your Windows environment. And then we got new versions of Firefox and Thunderbird today. We're now up to Firefox version 12. This version of Firefox also introduces a new silent update feature. So once you are at Firefox 12, new versions of Firefox may be installed in the background without first asking you for permission to install these new versions. An interesting story is currently unfolding about some data leaks, including source code and internal memos from VMware. Now, this story is not just about that the source code leaked, but also how it leaked. The source code was retrieved from a hacker that goes by the handle of Hardcore Charlie, not from VMware's servers, but instead Hardcore Charlie states that he breached servers of a Chinese company. And on these servers, he found VMware's memos and a lot of other data relating to, for example, US military interests as well. Now, according to an interview conducted by ThreatPost, this entire series of breaches, and there are several Chinese companies involved here, was made possible by a large leak of usernames and password from Sina.com, a very popular Chinese website. Those credentials were then reused in order to breach these companies. Evidently, the leaks are ongoing, and according to the interview, again, more than a terabyte of data was leaked so far. The data published at this point appears to be semi-random, but does include some interesting tidbits, like, for example, the mentioned VMware memo. And as a final item, we do have a bug in Samsung TVs, and Blu-ray players. Those TVs are connected to wireless networks via Wi-Fi, and they have a feature that allows them to discover other devices. This other device will then send a message to the TV in order to allow the user to receive images from that device, like, for example, a Blu-ray player. Now, the vulnerability affects the protocol used to exchange these messages, and in the proof of concept exploit, it will essentially cause an infinite restart of the TV, essentially rendering it useless. There is a hint that there may be a buffer overflow or even some code execution, but at this point, there is really no proof that this is actually possible. Well, anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.